Welcome to another episode of Mim Monkey with Andrew and Matt. On this episode, we review It, directed by Andy Muschietti.
So It's based on Stephen King's best-selling horror novel. It tells a story about a group of children who are terrorised by a sort of unknown evil entity that often takes the form of a clown. And I think over the past couple of decades since the book came out, and then the television remake miniseries that came out in the early 90s, that clown's become kind of an iconic figure of horror, probably one of the most recognisable things, and started off a whole wave of people being terrified of clowns, I think.
I mean, I never saw the miniseries, but you still associate Tim Curry and it as a staple.
I never watched the miniseries, but yeah, I know you know Tim Curry. Yeah. It's kind of one of those things that you've probably seen a clip of it at some point, or it's been on TV and you've just watched it. So yeah, this film, it starts off in the late 80s, and we have a young character, Billy, and his younger brother, Georgie, as storm outside, heavy rain, and probably one of the most iconic scenes as well, where he gets a little boat, it's sailing down the kind of guttering in the rain, drops down the storm drain, and he comes face to face with this clown figure, or looks like a clown.
Yeah.
And it's a sort of creepy scene, because one, what is the clown doing in a gutter, talking to a young child and encourage him to come down, climb down in the gutter? And it gets more sinister as it goes on. And then it cuts to kind of a year later, and that young boy's obviously gone missing, and Billy and his friends all join together to try and... It sort of has a sort of mystery vibe, because they're trying to investigate what's happening to kids who are going missing, and then slips into sort of horror, psychological horror even, because the monster turns out to be an incarnation of people's fears, and yeah, has that kind of adventure, mystery, horror, comedy vibe, because there's a lot of like interaction with the kids and a lot of jokes and one-liners and things. So I really liked it. It's sort of like a kid's adventure story.
Like Spy Kids.
Crossed with a horror. A bit like Spy Kids done as a horror film.
I mean, I think I had some good points. For me, it wasn't really scary. I just can't take the clown thing seriously. But that's just me. I'm sure loads of people, it's been really popular. When we went, it was very packed, and it wasn't even like a time you'd assume a cinema would be packed with people. It was very popular, and I can see why it would be, you know, because it's like that teenage coming of age kind of movie, and all their issues with just the world and the adult world, and that's part of the fears.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, because you have the main character's lost his younger brother, and that's his sort of fear of this disappearance, or that his younger brother might be dead. You've got a young girl who's got an abusive father. You've got a boy whose mother's kind of overbearing, and they're all suffering this kind of fears that you have as a child, being bullied or being mistreated or neglected by their parents. And all these fears essentially take the form of this thing which they name It. And that was really, for me, what was interesting about the movie. It's not like your regular horror where it's a serial killer who can be, you know, stopped by the police or killed. Like, what makes the villain in this piece so terrifying is that he can't really be stopped other than by not being afraid of it, which is difficult to do if you're terrified of it. But yeah, I agree with you. It wasn't horrific. Like, I think if you've seen it, if you've got a stomach for horror movies, this isn't going to shock you really at all.
No.
I think it's very mild. It's mild horror, but I think that works well because, like I say, there are parts where it's just the kids hanging out and it's about them. So I don't think they could have done that and then really graphic, strong horror as well. It would have been a complete mismatch.
It does build tension. From the opening scene with Georgie, going even just down to the basement, and there's the score builds, and there's something in the corner, and it's just like a couple of light bulbs or something ridiculous, but it builds constantly. But for me, they just did it repeatedly for every character, and by the end of it, I was a bit drained. And then you've got them when they get to the big climax, and they actually decide to go and finally deal with it. You're a bit burnt out, and it just kind of dragged a bit for me, and it felt a bit long. But it's got a lot of good points, but for me, the clown didn't really do it for me. I don't really like the clown horror thing. And it's got some good things. It does the 80s stuff very well. It's got Gremlins and Beetlejuice, and it's got some music they're doing.
I suppose the clown's just like an interesting character, because they could have done just a monster.
Yeah.
Like a generic monster. But I suppose the clown's kind of interesting because it's not supposed to be something that's scary.
Yeah,
but it is.
For me personally, it didn't do it for me. That was like a flaw for me. That was the big scary moment when the clowns come towards them, and I was just like, this isn't really, because it's just, again, I'm not taking it seriously. It's just waddling about the house.
But it was like biting chunks out of people.
It was biting chunks out of people. I've never been to a circus and experienced that, but I quite liked
the fact that it is a long movie. It's like 2.5 hours. I don't think it really dragged for me anyway. And I like the fact that they managed to set up so many characters and their relationships with their parents, the schools. And, like, it was very well written in the way that in like, short scenes, you got a complete grasp of the characters. And some of them, like we talked about, were maybe stereotypes. But most of the main characters had some kind of character trait. So you have one who's, like, just making inappropriate jokes. You have the main guy's got a stutter. That was his thing. You have one of the kids is like a hypochondriac. But like just in like a short time, it gave you something to get invested in these characters. And you're worried about the characters. It's not like the teen horror movies where you don't really learn enough about them to care when they get killed. In this, you are kind of scared for the kids and hope they escape. And also when they've been bullied, you're kind of, I hope they manage to get back or succeed in the end.
Yeah, like what I did like about it is like all the characters were well laid out and you cared about them. And they just had a good way of, like you're saying, in little bite-sized bits, getting enough about them. And you got everything about them, whether their home life and their fears. But what was really creepy about the movie wasn't like whenever they even saw it. It was like just their regular lives and what they were going through was more.
Yeah.
Horrible for me, more creepy for me, in a lot of instances what they were being put through by adults and just other people around them and even the bullies or whatever, and even what the bully was going through in some instances was more, that was the real issue.
The real horror.
Yeah.
Dealing with some of the issues that these kids are dealing with is not easy for a child, but if you can externalise it as something else, as the clown, then they can like have that cathartic moment at the end where they're kind of beating up the clown and they manage to confront him and they can, in a sense, confront their fears.
Yeah, they all, not to give away spoilers, but they all do, like, confront what's
that's the final scene of the movie.
Yeah. Not to give away, but, like, they do all confront it in different ways. Some of them actually confront it in real life without having to even confront the clown.
Yeah.
It does a lot of things well. It's even got the kid from Stranger Things who was really good. He's the more wisecracking one with the glasses. He had a lot of your favourite lines.
Yeah, really good. All the child actors in it were really good. The main kids were fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't like any of the acting and that. I just generally didn't think it was that scary, but that's just me. I went in very sceptical to be honest because I didn't really think clowns were scary.
But were you engaged with like the children's stories?
Yeah, I was engaged, and I think like the mystery about how it all started and the curse of Derry and all that and stuff like that was intriguing and solving that mystery.
You just thought it would have been more scary than it was.
Could have been.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I thought it was good. Like I say, I haven't read the book. I haven't seen the miniseries. But also, horror isn't really my thing. But I felt like this had more to it than your regular horror. It did have characters that you cared about. And as well as the horror element, like you say, it was investigating their lives and what they were going through. So I felt it had that kind of social childhood drama feel to it. And also, like we said, a lot of funny lines and a lot of bits which weren't even really anything to do with the horror. Like when they're playing around diving into the water or just hanging out.
Yeah, what it did do is it really made that feel like they had that kind of summer friendship. And like the loser kids and whatever, I really like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the horror is just something that's sort of lurking in the background and occasionally kind of comes into their lives.
For me, what really worked about it was like that coming-of-age story and what they're all going through in their teenage lives, and like that was what was a really good part of it for me.
I suppose they also have there's a choice in the film at one point where they can just ignore the kids that have disappeared, they can kind of ignore the horror and just go down the path of let's just enjoy the summer and ignore that. Yeah. And wait till it goes away again.
It's like they can,
or we can confront our fears and go after it and try and.
They can go outside into the sunlight and enjoy themselves, so they can go into their own minds in the darkness and confront their fears.
Yeah. So it was. Yeah. So before we get too psychoanalytical, we should probably wrap that up. So yeah, overall, I would recommend it. I would say you should go see it. If you like the trailers and you think it might be your kind of thing, the film lives up to the trailers.
I saw it.
Well, that was our review of It. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again with another review very soon.